Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Fraser. I'm the queer guy with a third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now. Well, good morning, everybody. I'm Psychic Dougal Fraser, and here we are live in Los Angeles. Thanks for joining us again. Hey, Benny, how are you doing this morning?
Hi, good morning, Dougal. I'm, fabulous as always.
Fabulous as always.
Yep.
Okay, so this week, this hour, we're going to be talking all about communication. Because for me, as a psychic and a life coach, communication is always directly related to how much energy you're bringing into your life and how you project yourself to the planet. You know, a lot of people get nervous or they get shy or they try and deliver something and it doesn't come out clearly. So we're going to be looking at communication blocks in your life. The other thing that I want to talk about is, you know, as a psychic, people always talk about, you know, oh, you're gifted, Dougal. As if I received this, you know, from like, you know, the heavens that I've been the chosen one, which sometimes I do.
You are the chosen one.
But the truth is, you know, I think everybody has intuition. Everybody's getting communication from the universe, but it doesn't happen the way you necessarily expect it to. So, perfect example. This weekend, Friday night, David and I were having a dinner party, as gay people tend to do. And it was a lovely evening. Everything was decorated, and we had a friend staying with us for the night. And when people left, we were all kind of hanging out. It happened to be raining in Los Angeles. And I had this really strong urge to go outside on our patio, even though it was pouring rain. And we have like a tin roof, and it was cold out there. I know people in Seattle and the rest of the country where there was snow were thinking, God, it was probably like 48.
We feel you. We feel your
pain.
That
it's freezing. But I kept saying, everybody wanted to go to sleep, and I was like, I really want to go outside. Let's bundle up in blankets and sit and listen to the rain, and I kind of forced everyone to do it. So we go outside. You know, I'm not getting any cosmic symbol, you know, no light of beam or come from the sky and told me something. But we sit down and I look to the side of our house and I think, wow, it's so colorful over there tonight. That's so weird. And I realize there are flames shooting out from the side of our house. Something is on fire.
Get out.
So we jump up, we run to the side of the house, our entire trash can is engulfed in flames, like crazy flames.
Wow.
David and I start screaming like two 12-year-old schoolgirls in front of Justin Bieber, like completely freaking out. We start running into the kitchen. I grab a steam pot that has holes in it to put the fire out, so obviously that's not working out well. I immediately call 911. It was like the Three Stooges. Our friend Marilyn says, do you have a hose? David was like, we do have a hose. He grabs the hose, and of course, you know, our yard is beautiful, so the hose is set to mist, which doesn't really help
to
get
mist.
The fire out. It's misting all over the place. The fire department comes. It was insane. Now, why do I tell you this Heckle and Jekyll story? I tell you this Heckle and Jekyll story because I think there's something interesting about intuition. Why on a Friday night after 11, when we're all tired, in the pouring rain, do I want to go sit outside in the cold to listen to the rain, and then I see the flames from the fire? This is an example of communication that you can get from like a spirit guide or intuition, or it's just a hunch that's coming to you. Nothing would please me more than to tell you that I close my eyes and I hear a guide say, Dougal, your house is going to be on fire if you don't go outside. But that's not how it works. But what I do is I always trust every intuition, every sense that I get. And in that moment, it was, I'm feeling really drawn to being outside. And it was weird. Even the chair that I selected to sit in, the only chair that would have let me see the flame, was extremely important. And I didn't really want to sit there, but something kept saying, go sit there. So I didn't question it, and I went for it. And then I sit down, and I noticed the side of the house is on fire. Now, luckily, the police got there. Everything was contained. And it was really great. But the fireman said, had you not gone outside, your roof would have lit on fire. That side of the house is pretty close to a particular neighbor. So everything would have just been engorged in flames. And that's like super, super scary to me. So what I'm trying to let people know is, even as a professional psychic, you're going to be calling this hour, you know, thinking that I get it so clearly. But it's not always that way. Like, I would imagine, Benny, in your life, you have a hunch or an impression, but you don't necessarily think it's your third chakra telling you what to do.
It's like that inner communication. Something's trying to grab
exactly.
Like a hold of you. It's like it's kind of indescribable in
right.
a way.
It's even like when I'm looking at my dog, like he'll give me this face and sometimes I'm like, you're trying to tell me something. Is Timmy under a bridge? You know, oh no, you just want water, you know, or you need to go
Same
outside.
Thing. I get those two mixed up also.
But you have to kind of intuit what's going mm-hmm. on. You know, and the other thing is a lot of times when I'm dealing with clients and stuff like that, when there are communication issues or when there are energy blocks, it's all about whether or not you're listening to the other person. And that's kind of what I try to work on in my life. I try to listen to my spouse. I try to listen to my parents. I try to listen to friends. I try to listen to clients because I'm trying to figure out what energy they're trying to deliver to me and how can I help them connect. And the truth is, with any issue we're going to be talking about today, whether it's an issue with your boss or it's an issue with your partner or it's an issue with, you know, a sibling or something like that, there's always three sides to every story. There's yours, there's mine, and then somewhere in the middle is the truth. So when you're feeling frustrated with someone, when you feel like you're not being heard or there, or, you know, you can't understand what they're trying to say, you have to remember that everybody's got their perspective. Like even Crazy Fire story, like everyone from that night would have a different kind of idea of what, or, ooh, sorry, excuse me.
Everyone okay over there?
Yeah, we had a little feedback.
Okay.
Live radio people, it happens. But everybody from that night would have a different perspective on how the story actually went. So this week, I was thinking about communication, trying to pay attention to stuff, and a really good example of a communication issue that I saw was Iyanla on Oprah. Did you see that, Benny?
I saw a clip of it later after it had already aired. I honestly am still trying to make like heads and tails of the whole conversation, like what exactly happened and why it came to basically no communication of what, like 11 years?
Okay, so here's the deal. For those of you that may not remember, Iyanla VanZant, I think was her name, mm-hmm. in like the 90s, was the first person who became like a regular feature on the Oprah show.
Right.
And I think Iyanla is like a motivational speaker. She's had dozens of bestsellers, like an author, and you know, she would fill stadiums. I remember her coming to New York, and I mean, just people, she would sell out in a second, and she was super, super popular. And at the time, Oprah actually gave her every Tuesday where Oprah herself would go into the audience, give the stage to Iyanla, and she would get up and basically host the show for the hour, which is like an insane opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, long story short for the business, Iyanla was kind of positioned the way Dr. Phil was or Dr. Oz or all those people to end up getting her own show.
Ah.
In the interim of being with Harpo Productions and being on the Oprah show, other production companies started to come to her to get, you know, to kind of take her away from that because she had such a big following. This is where communication becomes something. So Iyanla comes on the show because ultimately she went with another company. She didn't go with Harpo. Ended up losing that job, losing that show, and kind of falling out of the public eye. And she just kind of disappeared from the Oprah show. And I remember back in the day hearing gossip that she wanted more money, and there were all these different rumors kind of going around. But come to find out, recently, last week I think it was, on the show, we're talking about a pretty minor communication glitch that ended up costing Iyanla millions of dollars. Case in point, she thought that Oprah was saying, you're not ready. It's not time for the show. She had another company coming in conjunction with Barbara Walter saying, we think you're ready. We think you're amazing. You should take it. She even thought that she was getting messages from God, directly from God. Apparently she has a line to God.
Hmm.
And that was saying, now is the time. What I think ended up happening was that her ego got in the way. You know, ego so many times can get in the way of our strength. I know what's better. I know what's right for me. I even know that God knows what's right for me. And she presented this to Oprah, and then Oprah said, well, if God's telling you what to do, you know, I don't want to get in the way with that, so go do your own thing. And it all fell apart. And what's interesting is it became an 11-year rift of this one moment of two people not really hearing each other, and one saying, if this is what you're giving me, you know, you say you heard it from God, you think you're ready now, I'm going to let you do your own thing, and she lost everything. And what I'm trying to say to people is, a lot of times the energy that you project to the planet, something that you might be saying to a friend, or to your coworker, or to your family, may not be being received well. And it's about sitting together and understanding each other and meeting in the middle, finding the truth. Like I said earlier, there's your perspective, there's my perspective, and then there's the truth. And this is a very exaggerated version. I mean, what is Dr. Phil worth now? Like a kajillion million dollars? And Dr. Oz and all the other shows that she's done. But it's that moment of missing a situation. So if you're listening right now, I really want to know, where do you feel like there's a communication block in your life? Is there someone not understanding you? Is there a job or a work thing that you're trying to move forward and you keep hitting a glitch? Are you and your spouse arguing about the same thing over and over and over again? This whole hour, we're going to talk about meeting in the middle, validating each other's side so that you can understand it. You know, in my own relationship, I can feel at least 17 times a day, I have to decide, is it more important for me to be right? Or is it more important for there to be balance and peace in the home?
Only 17 times, though? just making sure.
And sometimes it's silly stuff. What should we get for dinner? Where should we go on vacation?
Yeah.
You know, the stuff that couples get through. I would say 50% of the time I back off, 50% of the time he backs off. But it's all about finding in the middle. It's about finding that peace. So please call us this hour. Our number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We're going to be talking about all about communication blocks. We're going to go to break. We're going to have some time for you to call in and give us some information. Remember, I'm Dougal Frazier. This is the Dougal Frazier Show. I'm here all hour, people, giving free advice. So call me, for crying out loud. I'm doing it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat.
We have something really special at the Northwest Women's Show that we're planning March 4th through the 6th at Quest Field. And we're inviting all of you all to join us. For those of you out there that want help taking your message out into the world, we have a stage on Sunday where we feature our sponsors and speakers, and we'd like you to be part of that. Any of you out there interested in having the Dr. Pat Show and help you take your message out either locally or globally, give me a call. 1-800-930-2819. We can run commercials for you. We have interviews where we feature you on the Dr. Pat Show and much more. This is the year to expand and to grow. We want to be part of your journey. We have a double booth coming up at the Northwest Women's Show. We have a stage on Sunday. We'd love to be able to bring your product and service and feature it at our booth. And more importantly, give you a place to speak on the Dr. Pat Show stage. For more information about this, you can email me at pat@thedrpatshow.com or you can call me at 1-800-930-2819.
Hey, Benny, I've been looking for a place in Seattle to get some really good bagels. I've got some friends coming in from out of town, and they do not want to be disappointed. Just haven't found any place.
Seriously, you've got to be kidding me. You know, we have one of the best bagel places anywhere right here in our own backyard. Bagel Oasis. It's on 65th and Ravenna.
I had no idea. Do they just have bagels?
You must not get out too much. They have some of the best specialty sandwiches and homemade soups in Seattle. Everything is made fresh from natural ingredients, and the bagels are to die for. Not too heavy, not too crunchy, with just enough spring to balance the crust's slight snap. The sort of bagel that, when emerging hot and fragrant from the oven, could startle birds a block away.
Okay, stop already. I'm salivating just listening to you.
Located in Seattle on 65th and Ravenna, check out today's specials at SeattleBagelOasis.com. Pre-order by calling 206-526-0525.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dougal Fraser, and welcome back to the Dougal Fraser Show. I'm taking your calls all this hour, so call us at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. I'm giving you my psychic impression, my impression as a coach, and just, you know, neutral advice. So call me up. All this hour, we're talking about communication. You know, do you have any communication blocks in your life? Is there something you want to deliver to a loved one that you don't know how to say it? So give me a call or send me an email. You can always go to Transformation Talk Radio and click the instant feedback button, or CBS New Sky Radio, and I may read your question on the air. Actually, Benny, I think we do have a question, right?
We do. Jan has written in, actually from Seattle. She says, and her question to you is, my husband of 6 months recently told me that he thinks I need to lose weight.
Oh.
He wasn't mean about it, but I'm still feeling pretty upset. This is of Jan speaking, of course.
Oh, God, I love this question. I love
this. Do you think he is wrong by doing this?
Well, so here's the deal. You know, I believe in something that I call radical dialogue between couples. And radical dialogue means that it's a safe space that you're supported and you're loved so much that you know that you could say anything to make that other individual be the best that they could possibly be. As someone who has been every weight in the book, seriously, I definitely struggle with my weight. So mm-hmm. I get nervous sometimes. You know, I would want David to say, you know, I've realized you've put on a little bit of weight. Let's do it together. Let's eat well. Let's exercise. Let's inspire each other to be our best selves. Now, admittedly, if we were going to like an event and I was dressed and we were in the car, that would not be the right time to do so. So if you're listening, I think this is a common thing in relationships, especially because, Jan, you just said that you've been married for 6 months. So, of course, everybody goes on the Tic Tac and Lemon Wedge diet before their wedding because they want to look the best they've ever looked. So afterwards, it's pretty common when you're in that loving space to expand just a little bit. I think the most important thing is making sure that it's kind of surrounded with love, that it's not really about losing weight and being thin, but it's about being at your healthiest space. You know, we all see those like trashy talk shows where you see that person that becomes like 1,300 pounds, you know, and they go through their diet and they're like, well, my sister makes me 2 dozen.
Like on Jerry Springer.
Exactly.
Okay.
And,
just make
and,
sure.
And the family member brings them that food. You
right.
Know, it can get to that enabling place that's really scary. Myself included, it's not, you know, David is, you know, like a rail, but I have family members that are very, very heavy. And it's this weird thing where we all kind of ignore, like, that they're in a scooter because they're old. They're not in a scooter because they're old. They're in a scooter because they're too heavy. And I just recently, for the first time, actually kind of confronted them, like, why is it every time we're together, we're going to get fast food and it's like a treat? You know what I mean? Or we're going to reward ourselves with food and yet we never talk about it. Food is like this unspoken topic. Does that make sense, Benny?
Oh, completely. 100%.
Yes. So it's like, I think, Jan, the fact that your husband brought it up and you said that he did it in a loving way is really, really sweet. It might sting. You might want to ask him to validate, you know, the fact that he still finds
yeah.
you sexy, that he
mm-hmm.
still finds you attractive. And then try and do it together so that you can empower each other without getting distracted.
And see, I think that would be the smarter move. You know, it'd be like, you know, after dinner, like, oh, let's go take a walk.
Exactly.
Just
right.
Subtly, you know, put it in there. And if it does come up, then you might want to discuss it. But then at least you'll be outdoors, too.
Well, how would you feel if someone said, I feel I've noticed you've been getting kind of portly?
Well, I mean, thankfully for radio, you know, we have faces for radio, so it doesn't bother us that much. But I agree with you 100%. But for me, I mean, I guess as long as I'm happy.
Right.
And the acknowledgement, that's great. I'll take it and I accept that. And then I'll deal with it afterwards. But I think I'll just kind of dodge it a little bit.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing, Jen, also. If,
mm-hmm.
if this is for vanity purposes,
yeah.
then I don't support it. If it's for health and wellness, I want you to be the best you can be.
There you go.
Then I ultimately support it because it's so
yeah.
easy for couples to fall into patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And there are moments, you know, whether it's weight or, you know, career stuff. I mean, David and I try to inspire each other where we'll have like a weekly meeting of these are the goals that I want to achieve in the next week or month, and then we try and follow up, like, how are you doing with going to the gym 5 times a week, or
yeah.
how are you doing with sending out
mm-hmm.
your resume, or whatever it is. But sometimes it's sticky, and I think those conversations can be important. Okay, so we have our first caller, and I love that she wants to give a fake name. So we have Polly calling from Boston. Hey, Polly, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I love your show. I love the music. You guys are awesome.
Oh, you're so sweet. So what's going on in your life, Polly?
Well, I've been with the same man for many years, since our late 20s. We're in our early 40s now. I'm attracted to him sexually, emotionally, mentally. We have sex, but it's just not as fun, or experimental or as often or as dynamic as I would like it to be. I'm tired of working on it. I actually am attracted to other people. And he knows this. It turns him on. But unfortunately, it doesn't translate into what I want in the bedroom.
And what do you want?
I just want it to be more fun. I just want it to be very, very dynamic. And he's more inhibited than I am. He flirts with other women, and he looks at porno, and he wants what I want, but he can't go there. He can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very interested in polyamory, actually. I wish that I could hang out with somebody else once in a while so that I didn't have to burden him with this part of our relationship that's a mismatch, because everything else is great.
I have to start laughing. I love the way you communicate hang out. So
yeah, right?
When you say, did you catch that, Benny?
Yeah.
When you say hang out, I assume you mean in the biblical sense. You don't mean like watching movies and playing cards, right?
Right. But it's also mental and emotional. I like to deeply connect with people.
Yeah. Okay. So you have talked about this with your husband?
Yeah.
And how did he receive the fact that you're... So what I'm hearing you say, and for those of you listening, you know, a lot of people, they try and sugarcoat things a little bit. So what I'm hearing you say, simply put, is that your husband isn't satisfying you sexually.
Right.
Yes? Okay.
Right.
And that technically you would like to sleep with other people.
Yes.
Okay. So that's that makes the weight question, Jan, if you're still listening, look like nothing, because that's a big deal. So the first thing that I'm curious about is, A, of course, you realize that through 20 years of a relationship, there's always an ebb and flow in the sexual dynamic that goes on between the two of you. You become very comfortable. You start to kind of take each other for granted. And it is hard to kind of spice things up and make it new. What I'm curious about is, in the beginning of the relationship, especially because you were so young, was it what you were looking for sexually in the beginning?
No.
Okay. So what you're telling me is that from the beginning of the relationship, this was not satisfying for you at all.
Correct. Like, the attraction is there, but the doing part was never exactly what I had hoped for.
And are you able to orgasm? Okay, so you are able to orgasm. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being mind-blowing sex where you radically have changed your life and the neighbors think, is there a Christian revival going on next door? And 1 being, I have zero interest in touching you. Where do you think your sex life currently falls?
Well, that's the thing. It's once in a while there'll be an 8 or a 9, and then most of the time it's like a 6 or a 7.
Okay, so my guess is you're doing really well, and a lot of people driving in their car right now are rolling their eyes. What I think is interesting, though, here, Jan, Polly, what I want to know is, I wonder how much of this about you is about feeling validated and sexually attractive from someone else.
Okay, yeah.
So when you think about that, like, how much of this about wanting to sleep with other people is about you wanting to feel like a desired creature and being?
A lot of it.
And have you ever tried role play with your husband?
Yes.
Okay, so my guess is, just focusing on your energy, is that your husband is probably a little bit shy and there's something shameful about some of his sexual fantasies.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like with him, the best thing to do would be able to send each other emails. Like, I like this idea of, like, once a week you send each other an email of a fantasy that you have that you would be embarrassed to kind of express to each other. And there's something about the written form that I think would be easier for him. You know, some people may not want to act it out, or he may not want to actually say it to you because he feels ashamed. You said earlier that he watches porn, and so he's obviously a sexually active person. But my guess is there's something about making eye contact and actually forming the words that's difficult for him. Mm-hmm. Then for you, when you read the email, there's something about creating a different person in your mind that becomes kind of titillating. You're looking at a screen. It's not in your husband's voice. It's not in, it's not that awkwardness in the bedroom. And it's something very vulnerable that he's expressing. And then at the end of the week, hopefully you guys can merge together and try and perform that act or have that moment or be silly about it and be more playful. In my opinion, energetically, I don't think he's going to be comfortable with having you sleep with other people. If you're going to bring that up, I'd love to have you go to therapy. I'd love to have you, you know, talk about it with a neutral party in the room. This is a really delicate topic. This is something that has to be handled with real care, and I want you to be really, really careful about it. So my advice is, try the email questions of the fantasies. I think he'll work well with that. The second thing would be is to go to a therapist to discuss, this is the stuff that you guys are working on, and know that a large part of it is about you wanting to be validated versus actually sleeping with someone else, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Well, I appreciate the call, Polly. That was the call, Polly. I appreciate the call, Polly. That was terrific. And please email us or call us back and let us know how it goes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Great.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So our next caller is Grace. We're going to try and set this question up really quickly. Hey, Grace, welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hey, Grace. This is Dougal. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm terrific. What's your question?
My husband decided not to have any children. And so I've kind of, our communication is not very, very good.
Neither's yours. Just kidding.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Because I'm a little nervous. But so my question is really that I'm, you know, if I want to have children, I would have to leave him.
Okay, so what you're saying is you guys are on two different sides of the fence. You want children,
yeah.
Your husband does not. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got Grace on the line. She's trying to figure out, do I pick my relationship first or do I go with my heart's desire about having children? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you tired of using skincare products full of unpronounceable chemicals? Do you eat ramen by candlelight to support your expensive candle-burning habits? Well, come on down to Zenith Supplies. We have everything you need to make your own soap, candles, creams, and much more. We're open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Come explore our store at corner of 63rd and Roosevelt, just north of the U District in Seattle. Call us at 206-525-7997. Find recipes and more at zenithsupplies.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
It's time to get your glow on at the Northwest Women's Show, a show that's all about you. 400 exhibits, 4 entertainment stages, fascinating seminars, and best of all, shopping, shopping, shopping. New this year is the Glow Experience. 5 fun and easy steps to help you make the most of your time at the show. Meet Terry Haas from HGTV's Design to Sell. Polly Klein, famous animal communicator. Dance diva Chris Linares, who will help you unleash all the power you need to dance your own dance. Plus fun and trendy fashion shows from JCPenney, favorite authors Anne and Leslie Rule. And they're back! Seattle's hottest firefighters. Bring your mom, your daughter, your sister, your friends. The Northwest Women's Show, sponsored by Drugstore.com, American Family Insurance, BECU, Como TV, Beauty.com, and Queen Smoke. It's electric. Get your glow on at Questfield Event Center March 4th through 6th. The Northwest Women's Show, it's such a girl thing. For show information, go to nwwomenshow.com.
Duck sauce.
I'm Dougal Fraser. You're listening to The Dougal Fraser Show. Today, we are taking your questions all about communication. Is there a block? Is there something you want to deliver? Do you have a secret admirer you want to tell them about? You're nervous. Anything you want to talk about. I'm here. You can call us at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Before we went to break, we had Grace in the air with us. Grace wants to have children. Her husband does not. That's correct, Grace, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. How long have you been married?
10 years.
And how old's your husband?
How old?
Yeah.
Oh, he's 50.
Okay. So here's the thing. I personally think that children is a huge part of your destiny. Like when I focus on it, there's definitely a sense of I'm trying to find my purpose when I focus on your energy. And I think one of the things that's going to make you feel home and connected is having those children. Unfortunately, I think you might be right that your husband isn't necessarily connected to that same vision. So what you're going to have to figure out here is what's more important to me right now. Is this relationship serving me so well and making me be the best that I can possibly be that I would let go of this other desire or thing that I would want in my life? Or are you going to find out that, you know, this purpose, this idea of being a mom, of having children, of being that teacher, of being that person to bring life into this world is so much more important? I'm guessing based on my intuition that you guys have more issues other than just whether or not you want children, right?
I mean, there's always something in the marriage, but yeah. Yeah.
So, but in life right now, when you get up in the morning, are you excited for your day? Are you feeling motivated? Are you feeling inspired? Are you feeling supported?
No.
Okay, exactly. So here's the thing. I want you to take kids off the table for right now. I think
okay.
The two of you need to visit what it is in your relationship that you need. And it's not about, you know, is this the right person for me? It's more about, like, I'm not happy. I'm not in my joy. And the first person that you always want to look to is that partner or that spouse that you're with. So here's what
yeah.
I'd like you to do. I'd like you to take this homework assignment where the two of you write down your idea of the perfect day. He gets to write down what the perfect day looks like for him, what time he gets up, what does he do in the morning, when does he go to work, how much time does he spend to work, what do you guys do in the evening, and then I want you to do the same thing. And I want you to see how much of your day, how much of your goals are similar. My guess, unfortunately, is there's less similarity than you're aware of. My prediction is I do think you're going to have children, so that leads me to believe that you're probably going to be going in another direction. But as a psychic, what'd you say?
Wonderful.
Oh, well, it's wonderful, but I think that could mean that the relationship is going to end, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What I want you, but even your reaction, Benny, did you hear that? Like, she perked up so quickly.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Grace, honey, you don't have to be psychic to know there's other problems with this relationship.
Yeah.
But I think if you could take the kids off the table, that would make it easier for you guys to focus on what you can fix and what the direction is that you're going in. Ultimately, I do think a huge part of your destiny is having children. So that's super exciting. But I think we need to speed up the process by you guys having, like I talked about earlier, this radical dialogue and then coming to the conclusion like, God, we have different goals in our life and that's okay. That doesn't make things terrible. Okay, Grace?
Right.
Thanks so much for calling. You have a great
day. You too.
Okay, we're going to go to our second caller. Marjorie, you're on the phone. Can you hear
me? Yes.
Oh, hey, Marjorie. This is Dougal. How are you doing?
Hey, fine. Oh, I'm so excited to talk to you.
Oh, thanks, Marjorie. What's going on in your life?
What's going on in my life? I've been crazy about a guy for 30 years. Dear God, 30 years. Yeah. College boyfriend. He wanted to marry me. I wasn't ready. I was too young. He moved on. Life moved on. Things progressed. You know, jump ahead 30 years later, the guy is still looking me up, claiming that he still had my phone number in his wallet from years ago, and he even wanted to call me the night before he got married.
Oh, that's sweet.
He's since married somebody else and has looked me up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm bright enough and, you know, whatever, to see between the lines. Until you're free from one person, you can't get on with another person.
Go on,
Yet
Marjorie.
I feel so darn connected to this guy, it's not even funny. And it's now been going on for quite a few years. I'm accepting the phone calls and we've met a few times. He's talked about the divorce, moved out of the house.
Wait, Marjorie, I have to know. Have you slept with him?
Yeah, I did.
So he cheated on his
wife. Oh, awful.
Yeah.
Once a cheater, always a cheater. I know all that. And then I'm thinking, God, how would I feel if he did that to me? But I kept it straight and narrow for about the first 4 years, honest to God. You know, we talked about stuff that we knew. But, you know, knowing that he had kids on the plate, knowing that, you know, if you're that miserable, there is a thing called divorce now. Get over it, you know. All the stuff that people put on the plate there, they're sticking together for the kids' sake. It's like, goodness gracious.
Here's what I love listening to you, Marjorie, and I find this all the time with clients. Your heart and your mind aren't communicating.
Yeah,
your mind is saying, you know, this isn't right. You know, you're listing all the statistics you understand. I mean, every punchline you've given me, once a cheater, always a cheater. I mean, you're putting it right on the table. But your heart, the part of you that wants to feel validated, the part of you that's romantic is going, but what if this is the one and I have this connection? So there's two things. First, I need to validate that, yes, this was a soulmate connection. In my impression, this was the first person that ever taught you about love. You know, this was the first person that ever took a risk and said, I want to spend my life with you. Unfortunately, at that time in your life, you weren't ready for that, which is completely fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I don't believe in coincidence. I think everything happens for a reason. So I think this was the person that kind of opened you up to that world. Unfortunately, your heart keeps going back there and it keeps kind of tripping you up again. So what we have to do is we have to separate the connection from this individual in order for you to attract in someone new. In my opinion, I don't think he's ever going to leave that relationship. Even if you called me today and said, Dougal, he signed on the dotted line, he's divorced today, I still don't think it would be a good fix for you because it's too chaotic and it's too messy. So what we have to do is we have to remove it. It's like too seductive for you. It pulls you into the past, and then it's very difficult for you to attract something new. Can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
When you fantasize, do you think about him?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Yeah, we got to fix that immediately, Mark. Okay. Here's the, you can pick anyone you want that you have never met. I'm a huge fan of fantasizing about No Face. Now, No Face can look however you want them to look from the neck down, but there is no face. And the reason there is no face is you're opening yourself up to attracting in someone new. Every time, especially with you, because you've got that romantic, very empowered energy, every time you fantasize about this individual, you're bringing that energy back into your life, and then you're telling the world that you're waiting for him. And what we need to do is tell the world that you want to feel unconditional love, you want something powerful, you want something intense, and that relationship isn't good enough for you right now, so we're opening up to something new. So you've really got to resist that desire to fantasize about him. Pick anybody else. You cannot have met them, or like I said, a big fan of No Face. The second thing that I want you to do is I want you to write a letter to his higher self or his purest self saying, I really appreciate everything you've done. You know, this means a lot to me. Make it a cathartic letter. But I want you to end the letter with something like, I need to let this go. I need to get rid of it. And I'm moving forward. This is not a letter that you actually mail to him. This is just a trick for your subconscious mind. So we start attracting in different energy. But Marjorie, you know the answer. Guys, that's why I titled my book, But You Knew That Already. I'm telling her something she's already aware of. I'm just confirming it. So I wish it was going to work for you. But unfortunately, Marjorie, I just think I see someone in the future that's different. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. You
Great question.
A master at your trade.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Marjorie, that was such a good question. Okay, so we have a question from Transformation Talk Radio. Benny, do you want to read that for me?
Sure. Let's take the question from Leanne. She's written in from Vancouver, BC, and says, Hello, Dougal. I'm wondering if you can help me with a long-time communication issue. I've always been able to make a great first impression, but it seems the longer people get to know me, the harder it is to get what I want and need. Hmm. Eventually, it seems they feel the need to take advantage of me.
Yeah.
I feel very consistent, and I'm the same person on day one as I am on day 365. So is there anything I can do to change this?
Well, my guess, Leanne, is you're probably presenting an energy to the universe that's really calm, cool, and collected, and you tell people that you're a good listener, and you're probably very sweet and very empathetic, which is all terrific. But a lot of times when you only stay in that listening zone, it's very hard for people to validate and do things for you. So here's what you need to do. We need to shift the energy. People, if a pattern keeps repeating itself over and over and over again, like this dynamic with her friends and loved ones, that means that you're not completely getting what's going on. So what we need to do is pick someone in your life that you trust unconditionally. If you do not have one person, then hire a therapist. The idea being that you're setting time where your needs, your emotions, your struggles are the only thing being focused on. David and I will do something, you know, because I trust him completely, where I'll sit down and say, today I feel overwhelmed. You know, today I feel like we don't have enough money. Today I feel like if I were thinner, everything would be okay. And it may seem ridiculous, but then he repeats those things back to me. He does not give his opinion. He does not give me advice. He repeats them back. It's a form of therapy called imago. You can look it up, where he just repeats it back to me. And then I feel validated and I feel heard. So, Leanne, if you can't find someone in your life that can do that for you, you know, that they're unavailable, then we really need to look at the fact that this has gotten so exaggerated, you actually need to hire someone. When you hire that therapist to do that and set that intention, you're telling the universe and shifting your energy to say, I need people to focus a little bit more on me. And relationships in general, people that are doing this at home, pick a friend, pick a sibling or your parent or your partner, and do this thing where you guys mirror each other. You say what you're feeling, you say what your fears are, you say what your dreams are, you say what your hopes are, and you let them repeat them back to you. I mean, Benny, I would imagine in your life, you're completely chaotic. You've got two children. I mean, do you feel validated ever?
Wow, that's actually throwing me on the spot there. You know, from time to time, I'm going to have to agree and say yes. But still, there's just some days where I'm all over the place, and I just really honestly have to force myself to sit down.
And this is the thing. I think we get so distracted by our stuff and by our life and the personality traits that we kind of create that we forget to validate each other. So this is something we can all do. Leanne, I love that question. Hey, guys, remember, I'm taking questions all this hour. Our number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, it's 1-800-930-2819. We're talking all this hour about communication blocks, how you can tell people that you're loved or what you need or you're desired, maybe even asking your boss for a raise. If you can't get through to me, you can always go to dougalfraser.com, dougallfraser.com. You can email me a question. Maybe you'll get selected for next week's show, or you can always book a private session. We're going to be here all hour on Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to take a quick break and go back to your questions. Stay with us. See you driving by town with the girl I love, and I'll like forget you. I guess the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, forget you.
Invest in your life. Indigo Fusion Spa and Gallery, offering regular meditation classes, spiritually conscious art, holistic healing services, and classes in spiritual development and holistic wellness. This unique spa is located in Seattle's University District. For more information, visit us online at www.indigofusionsg.com. That's indigofusionsg.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Purna Yoga Centers provides an integrated yoga experience that encourages health, relaxation, and the inner pursuit of purpose without pretense through the natural connection of the body, mind, and spirit. Whether you are looking to yoga for exercise, improve your health, use yoga and meditation as a means of self-discovery, or learn how to teach yoga, our inspired instruction and supportive community will help you accomplish your goals. For more information, visit yogacenters.com. That's yogacenters.com.
Don't miss the event that can change your life. Take your health and wellness to the next level with Dr. David Hill, a world-leading expert and renowned teacher in the use and application of pure essential oils. He's coming to the UW in Seattle for a free community event, February 22nd at 7 p.m. Find out how to care for yourself and families in the safest, purest, most natural way. Visit doterranw.com or call 206-552-8222 for more information. Come sample the oils and participate in door prizes and lots of fun.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location, or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com. I've got some news for you. Yeah, go to run, tell your little boyfriend. See you driving around.
Hey, everybody. This is Dougal Fraser. Welcome back to the Dougal Fraser Show. Hey, if you were listening last week, I don't know if you noticed, I was speaking a mile a minute, and then Benny emailed me yesterday and said I was only allowed to have one cup of coffee.
Actually, I actually gave you a leeway. I said three. So, you know,
maybe next week I'll take like a Paxil and drool my way through the
probably.
Hour. But I think we're getting better at stretching it, making it longer. Hey, guys, so if you weren't able to get through today, you can always go to my website, which is www.dougallfraser.com. You can book a reading or a coaching package or find out more about me. We are about to release a new website soon. Talk about communication issues. I really hope my web developers aren't listening to this because it's taking them forever. But we want it to be really fun. And what we're going to start doing is raffling off a free session once a month. So you can go join our mailing list and get updates. But bear with us right now as it doesn't look as beautiful as it could. But we'll be raffling off our first person this Friday, whether or not the website is ready or not. And guys, are we friends on Facebook? I feel like we should be. There's photos. You can tell me what you want to know about the show. Again, the structure of our show is the first segment that we take calls. Those are pre-screened people with really juicy calls. We had Polly today who technically wanted to cheat on her husband, or as she likes to put it, hang out, which is lovely. And so you can submit your questions on Facebook or through my website, and then you might get picked to talk to me live, which is very exciting. So let's go to a call right now. We've got Marcia. Hey, Marcia.
Hey, Dougal.
How are you doing? You sound sad. What's going on?
It's a heavy issue. I'm a mom who has an adult son who has a lot of heavy mental health issues. He attempted suicide a few months ago. And anyway, it's one of those where I would love to keep my shape and not be so involved. And yet he's kind of given up his, he's got a lot of issues.
Yeah.
And my question is this, is how, it's such a struggle of a balance of not doing everything for, you know what I mean? It's like,
The interesting thing about you is, Marcia, the minute I tune into your energy is you've got this really, really amazing orange light around you that I can see. And orange light comes from the center of the solar plexus. It's the color of the empath. And you kind of ingest the emotions of everybody that's around you. It's just your nature. So if your son is hurting, I mean, if it's to the point where he's feeling suicidal, it's like you almost take that energy on in some way. How old is your son?
He just turned 28.
28, yeah. So, and especially at 28, he's at the point where that bird has kind of left the nest energetically, There's only so much you can do. What I can tell you right now, even from the beginning of the call, the minute I heard your voice, is you just feel, simply put, spent. And when you're spent, you start to get really overwhelmed, and sometimes the smallest of tasks can feel difficult. Remembering someone's birthday, getting things done for the house. It's like you're so overwhelmed, everything just kind of crumbles. So similar to what I talked to a caller earlier, you need to carve a time in your week where you have a neutral territory, a neutral space, just to focus on your own energy. Unfortunately, I think you need to kind of let your son go. This is his journey. This is his destiny. When someone's dealing with something like suicide, you always want to talk about the fact that they should call 911. They should check themselves into an emergency room. If they're feeling that intense, make sure that, he has someone to talk to. But at the end of the day, that's really all you can do. You just want to repeat that like a broken record. What I think is going to make you feel more empowered and more connected is by having space once a week to just deal with your own stuff. Are you currently in therapy?
I have been in the past, but I'm not right now. And I think that's where the burden really gets heavy. Is it, I was trying to start my own new career path about a year ago, finished school and everything, and then I just collapsed because
it's too much. It's too much. And I would imagine that when you were going back to therapy, your life may have felt a little bit more stable. So I really feel like right now, and it doesn't have to be traditional therapy. You can alternate it. You can get a massage once a week. You can go to a coach. You can go to a group. If you can't afford it and you're listening, there are 12-step programs out there that are free. There's meetup.com where you can, actually that would be great for you, Marcia, is to meet up with someone that maybe has a similar issue with children who are struggling with depression, parents of children who are struggling with depression, so that you get that sense of unity, because you really aren't the only person going through that issue. And I know how hard that can weigh on you. But I really feel like that part of you that feels spent is your body's way of reminding you that you need to take care of yourself. So any of those things, you have free will to pick up any of those things, any of those tools and tasks to kind of help yourself feel more connected. Unfortunately, with your son, I think you're going to have to let him go in some level. When you start reconnecting back to yourself, you'll feel more empowered. You'll be aware of what things you can take on and what things, you know, make your day feel stable and connected. But that's kind of my advice for you right now. And always remember that any situation you go into, you will feel, handle, deal, take on more than the average person. So you kind of need to remember that as part of who you are. I do the same thing, whether I'm on a plane or on a bus, everybody's telling me their problems. I want to talk about them. But the truth is, it's more fun to focus on somebody else's problems than my own stuff. So there could be some of that in there for you as well. But I really think finding the support group of parents who are dealing with a similar issue would be the best way to make you feel more empowered right now, okay?
Good perspective. I really like that idea, too.
Well, please call us back. Send me an email. Let me know how it goes, okay?
Okay. I will. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You know, it's so interesting. I get that call a lot, you know, and if you ever know anybody in your life that's threatening suicide or they're talking about it or they're getting that dark, it's always important to tell them that, you know, they can always go to an emergency room. There are suicide crisis hotlines out there for you. There is help. A lot of those people just want to be validated. They just want to know that their pain can be seen and understood and it can be felt. If it's a chemical issue, you know, obviously the emergency room will be able to figure that out. But there is an answer, and it's always sending people to a team that can help them out. So, again, you can always go to Transformation Talk Radio to listen to the archive show if you didn't hear everything, or submit a question. And I think, Benny, we have a question, right?
We do. We have one written in, and it's from James from Portland. And his question is, my partner wants to spend more time at the bars with his friends without me. Guys night out, as so he calls it. But, you know, sounds like James is okay with spending time, with more friends when he's out there. But I don't think the drinking in a bar is without your partner is an activity that is conducive to the actual relationship.
Yeah.
He says, help. What should I do? And he says, thanks.
Well, here's the thing, James. If this is a regular occurrence, you know, or like every Friday night or Wednesday night, or if it's more than once a week or something like that, it's getting into a pretty gray zone. Here's the deal. Every couple should have a night where they go out individually with their own friends. I think that's healthy. I think you guys merge back together. It gives you something to talk about. The truth is, though, it's okay to set boundaries or rules that work for you guys. You know, you could have a drink minimum. I have one client that I speak with on a regular basis whose husband travels a lot. And at night, you know, they tend to entertain and they go out and they overdrink. And I think her fear is that he's going to do something wrong. So they have a rule, you know, no more than two drinks so that you maintain, you know, your connectedness, that you're not going to do anything that would be silly and that you'd regret after a long period of time. I got to be honest with you, James. My hit, though, energetically from reading the question, it doesn't feel great. So I would ask to be invited occasionally to see what energy is kind of going on. I would sit down and talk about, you know, what exactly goes on when you're out. And if it feels fishy, if you're getting that hunch, if you're getting that, you know, intuition that I was getting earlier with flames on the side of the house, you know, you might be figuring something out. You might be getting something that's a little bit deeper. But people, there's nothing wrong in a relationship with setting ground rules for what makes you feel comfortable and what makes you feel validated. Whether that's how many drinks or where you go or how much time you spend, I think whatever needs you need to make yourself feel safe, you just need to tell that individual. So I would explore this a little bit more because it doesn't feel great to me. I don't know, but on the flip side, this is where I play devil's advocate, Benny. I mean, what's wrong with going out with friends, right?
Yeah, it's definitely that trust issue, you know, that trust factor.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, I have all the trust in, you know, my partner, Lindsay, and, you know, when she's out, she has a good time. I really do trust her in what she does out there. And then, but that's the gamble. I mean, you really, and also trying to get to know that person, you know what I mean?
But I feel like in this situation, if you even need to present the question, do you know what I mean?
Like,
there's that enough sense of doubt, I think there's something deeper in there.
Yeah.
Kind of like earlier with one of our callers where I said, it's not really about the kids. You know, it feels like there's relationship stuff beyond that. So again, it's all about communication, guys. It's sitting down where even with James's case, let's say James sits down and he bursts into tears and he says, I'm so embarrassed. You know, I'm freaking out. And then his partner can validate and be like, oh my God, there's nothing for you to be ashamed of. I love you. I'm here in this relationship. It's as long as you're communicating about it. It's about speaking clearly, knowing that your truth is what matters, and having the loved ones in your life repeat it back to you. So this has been a great hour. all about communication, figuring out how we can kind of change our life by defining who we are and having peace in our home. And so here's the deal, guys. Every week, I want you to send in your great questions. Go to my website, go to my website, www.dougalfraser.com, DougalFraser.com. If you have an intense question that you think we could learn from, because we can all learn from each other, I'd love to hear it, and you might be selected for the first segment. And guys, let's be friends on Facebook. You can snoop through my photos. I can learn about you. Let me know if you love the show, if there's something you want more or less of, because we're going to be here every week, Tuesdays at 10, to be a part of your life, and I really just want to help you be the best that you can possibly be. I am a psychic, I am a life coach, but it's about tuning into your intuition, making the right decisions, living your absolute best life, and we'll be here every week. It's been a pleasure. I hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk soon.